Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Great to see so many people here for what has now become a very major feature of the London cricket scene. This is the seventh Cowdery lecture, and it's a vital part of MCC's Spirit of Cricket crusade, which is attempting against great odds to restore the game at all levels, to restore to the game at all levels some of the basic principles that were its personification in years gone by and which were so dearly held by Colin. As usual, this evening's lecture will be followed by a question and answer session chaired by Mark Nicholas, whose colleagues on the panel will be Ravi Shastri and Bishop Alistair Cook, and tonight's lecturer, Christopher Martin Jenkins. We're grateful to you, gentlemen, for giving up your time, and we look forward to a lively session, prompted by a few questions from the floor, I hope. All six previous Cowdery lectures have been distinguished ex-international cricketers. Richie Beno, Clive Lloyd, Jeff Boycott, Sunil Gavaskar, Martin Crowe, and Barry Richards. All but one of them batsmen, you may note. Perhaps they do talk more sensibly and less explosively than the bowlers, I don't know, anyway. This year we branched out a bit and invited a distinguished career journalist, Christopher Martin Jenkins, to give us his thoughts and opinions about the game, and I can think of no scribe better qualified to do so. As a young man, he was a very useful cricketer indeed, looking at one time promising enough to have a go at first-class cricket, but it never quite came to pass, and luckily for those of us who like reading about cricket, he moved into journalism. It is said that Jim Swanton was something of a mentor early on. I think he's overcome that. He's worked with distinction over the years for The Cricketer, the BBC, Telegraph and The Times, where he's been chief cricket correspondent since 1999. And he is, of course, a regular and very popular commentator on Test Match Special. The fact that he's widely, if not universally known as CMJ, is an excellent indication of the esteem in which he's held by the cricketing community. I'm not sure how it came about, but I think the hyphen probably has something to do with it. It slithers smoothly off the tongue, allied to the fact that if you want to send him a letter, you have to start writing his name on the back of the envelope in order to get it all in. But apart from his journalistic achievements, CMJ is a mover and a shaker, capable of influencing opinion. Only a few weeks ago at our anniversary dinner, Stephen Fry said that some years ago, CMJ had completely changed his perception of MCC as an institution when, in a speech in the Long Room, he suggested that we inhabit a funny old world when we can put a man on the moon, but apparently are unable to put one on Martina Navratilova. It's not down to me, it's down to him. I asked a few questions earlier on about whether it would be offensive to anybody, but this highly pertinent comment was much appreciated by the aforementioned Stephen Fry, who of a sudden found himself among kindred spirits, for whose benefit he produced a compendium of his own bon mots, none of which is ideally repeatable here tonight. So, add to his capability as a journalist and broadcaster and his considerable knowledge of the cricket world, his proven ability to influence the minds of highly intellectual men of the world, and you'll understand perhaps why I have the greatest pleasure in introducing to you the 2007 Cowdery lecturer, CMJ, a.k.a. Christopher Martin Jenkins.